Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today with Hugh Aljo of the Noble Foundation. We're back with you right after this.
When you pour milk on your cereal each morning, do you ever wonder how that milk was produced? For every glass of milk you drink, there are over 1,000 dairy farm families in Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma who are working to be sure you can have the most wholesome and nutritious milk they can produce. All the while, they remain committed to protecting the environment and supporting sustainable agriculture, while struggling with the same economic challenges we all face. In today's economy, we all want to stretch our dollar at the grocery store. Milk remains one of the best values for your dollar. If you do the math, an 8-ounce glass of milk costs around 25 cents. So, for a couple dimes and a nickel, you get a glass packed with protein, calcium, B vitamins, as well as vitamins A and D, all important to good health. So drink up. That milk is good for you and your family's budget. If you'd like to learn more about modern dairy farming, please check us out at dairyfarmingtoday.org.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
One of the presenters at the Oklahoma Drought Summit earlier this week was Hugh Aljo of the Noble Foundation. He says the droughty conditions making cattle producers rethink about everything they do.
You made a real interesting statement to me about the idea if you had the foresight to know we were going to be going into a drought and you liquidated your cattle last spring, think what your forage, your grass would be worth today. So very true.
Yes, sir. You know, one of the things that we do as cow-calf producers, we don't always think about what's going to happen into the future. And when we have tools like the drought monitor, as well as some of these long-range forecast mechanisms, and we know what we need to be doing from season to season, we probably ought to be trying to hedge our bet a little bit so that we can take advantage of some of the opportunities that may be ahead. But unless we're in position to take advantage of those opportunities, all of a sudden we find ourselves in situations and not in an opportunity.
Tell me a little bit about where you see our cattle producers right now. What are the most pressing things they need to be dealing with right now with all these dry conditions they're facing?
Some of the most pressing needs they have is trying to get from here into the fall and then trying to set their pastures up to where they can run some stock next spring. We're really looking at trying to manage between now and next spring, but if we don't take care of things in the short term, next spring may be even more dire than it is at now.
What's your punch list for that short term?
Short term is go out and take a stock of your pastures. Figure out how much you've got ahead of you. See how much hay or any type of reserve forage that you might have. See how much water you have. How many cattle can you actually run over the next few days? And then see what typically do we think we have some opportunities. And then begin to manage toward that. That may mean early weaning calves, trying to figure out a way to try to get as much out of that calf crop as possible now. And then look at those cattle and what are the cattle that, if I'm bent on trying to retain some of those cattle, what are my true money makers, not just this year, but 3, 4, 5 years down the road? Those are the ones we want to try to hang on to if we're going to hang on to anything.
You indicated that if, you know, as far as a mama cow herd is concerned, you need to be doing that early weaning and also looking seriously at least some culling, if not a total culling.
Yes, sir. If we're really in a, I don't want to say long term, but if we're going to be in a drought for the remainder of this year and as we go into next year, you know, we need to be down on our stocking rate, you know, by about 20-30%. So we've got to start planning there to begin with. But if we don't look at the finances, what is that going to mean to us? Typically, that's going to mean we're going to have to get more out of the calf crop that we're going to have. We're going to have to look at some of those options like retained ownership, which if you're raising the type of cattle and you've got a herd health program and you've got a livestock breeding program and a good management program, including nutrition, those calves ought to be worth more longer you have them, at least up to that, you know, 800, 900, 1,000 pound. And we could probably do that with just a little bit of management and that extra growth between weaning and that, you know, 900 to 1,000 pounds really may not cost us a whole heck of a lot if we're just using the natural growth that we find in the spring.
You indicated that if you had pretty well moved the animals off of your place, your cow-calf property, you may not want to actually go back until next fall.
Yes, sir. One of the things that we're seeing is that there's a pretty good probability that this drought will linger on into the next spring. And if you're trying to buy back in the spring when they're projecting higher cow prices, and it turns off dry, there's a pretty good probability there's going to be more cattle in the fall at a reduced price. And most of the cattle that people want to sell are being sold now. The ones they want to keep will be sold next year. So there may be some opportunities to either, one, market that grass at a premium that normally you'd never get, or buy back some cattle at a time when you're only purchasing animals that you'd really want to have.
I've heard some folks say that for Oklahoma and to some extent Texas as well, this is going to change this, maybe the structure of our cattle business in these two states. Is it?
If it stays with us very long, yes, sir, I think it will be. You know, our cow-calf industry, we've kind of been luxury consumers within that business. We didn't have to worry about it. You just go out, pick up the calf once a year, and sell it. Now, if we're going to stay in the business, we're not only do we got to manage our cattle, we're going to have to start paying attention and manage our pastures as well.
Hugh Aljo with the Noble Foundation talking at the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Drought Summit earlier this week, talking about dealing with our pastures both now as well as trying to get them in a position to be productive once again when this drought finally ends. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.